This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hold on, let me get silence real quick.
You're the only one talking, nigga.
Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
Oh man, come on, man. Down was for Tommy. Yeah, I know what time it is. My dog Julian got married. Woo.
Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon.
That's crazy.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
This is an audio exclusive.
Exclusive.
This is this. Exclusive. Y'all, I'm gonna need one more drop. This one goes out to give me the rise and shine. This one is going out to somebody that don't have somebody to tell them good morning.
Rise and shine.
That's for you, baby boy or baby girl.
That's a random order. Good morning.
Rise and shine.
All right.
And for everyone on the TTC, or you know, you on any form of transportation on your way to work and you listening to us,
rise and shine.
The day's about to get started.
Rise and shine.
Give me 20 bombs.
Are you awake?
Stop smiling on the train. You look weird.
Now everybody's looking at
everybody
you.
Everybody thinks you're weird right now. And you're laughing now. And now you're smiling.
Look at you. And now the thing is, you look even crazier.
Yo, you're being strange.
Stop being strange. Now take your hand off your forehead.
Press play. Press play. Don't pause me.
Turn your phone back up. Turn the volume back up.
Y'all turn down the volume and see who can hear you and how loud you're laughing. Yo, stop it. You being weird. But anyways, good morning.
Rise and shine.
Yo, you know what time it is. Yo, we thought we'd do something special for the audio listeners.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? A little audio exclusive, as the kids call it. That's what the kids call it, right?
Yeah.
Yo. Welcome back. Oh yeah, welcome back to a brand new episode of Random Order by 4YE Media, presented by Much Studios. Recording at our house.
Crib.
I'm just at my crib.
It's recording at the crib.
This is as cozy as it gets.
You already know, man. Beard Man Jay.
In the building.
Jermaine Richards is me. Big baby Trey Richards.
You know what it is, the biggest baby. I got Isley Brothers playing in the back because I'm just, that's all I used to remember with my daddy playing.
That's it. That's true.
Stumbled a little bit. But
I caught it. Big chocolate.
Yes, sir.
Pick mama up riding with the paper plate.
I just want to say I'm letting the mustache go crazy. So,
yo, they noticed the mustache.
They noticed the mustache.
One of the first comments on this last episode was like, yo,
and my barber cut it crazy last time. I didn't want him to cut it.
What, like off?
I wanted him to just line it up. Lined it up and like cut it in half. So I had fucking.
He divided your mustache.
He divided my shit and I was pissed.
Bro, you don't just divide the stash without permission.
It came back stronger. So, you know, salute to him at the end of the day. But next time.
That's a positive man right there.
I was about to tell you, Sheldon.
Yo, don't play my stash.
Next time I'm letting him know, like, yo, you went too crazy last time.
Yo, that was him that lined you up right now?
This, no, it's not even lined up round.
Oh, this is a natural mustache.
This is just it going.
This is like, a fucking natural. Yo,
yeah.
I wish we did a video just for this.
Yeah.
Thank Damn. You.
I wish this was a video.
It's
right
just like curling into my mouth. This is new shit yeah. to me, man.
When you're eating, it gets
yeah.
in the way. Now.
Yeah,
yeah, like, you're there.
I feel it.
Yo, welcome. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Welcome,
I'm welcome. Happy to be here, you know?
Welcome to the Mustache Club.
You know,
I've been chilling here.
Yeah.
Me and Trey been hanging out. Yeah. In the Mustache Club for some time now.
It must get exciting when a new person comes in. You know?
Yeah, it's like, finally. Yeah,
it's like we can talk about mustache shit.
Especially
like,
when it's like guys we love, you know, yeah. our people.
Oh, wow. Thank
it's
you.
It's like,
man.
Yo, like, when's.
Yeah.
How many times I pull you aside, like, yo, what's up with shells and the.
Yeah. There's a lot of times, and you know, like.
Still not there. You know?
I'd stand up for my friend and say, yo, you know what I mean? Leave him alone.
It's on the way.
Leave him alone. I saw Faith. I said, yeah, but that's. Ever since that episode that we had, where you say you see the stash? Mm-hmm. I saw the fucking stash.
Reverse. Yo, this is how you said it. I don't know.
Her? It's like
the way you put
bold.
It. I'm like,
at the end of the day, look, I'm in control of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there you go.
I'm in control of this shit. So
yeah. talking dirty.
I just decided like, now I'm gonna let niggas see the mustache.
Bleh.
Open up straight your like third that. Eye. You feel me?
That's all that. And yo, the crazy, mustache man. Is actually the gateway to the goatee.
To the shit. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
I think we're all starting this podcast. A very special way, you know.
Oh, yeah.
This is for the audio listeners. This is exclusive.
These are my favorite people, to be honest.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm an audio listener. You feel
yeah,
me?
The video's easy, you know?
Yeah.
Video's easy, but y'all keeping up, and I see the tweets.
Guys.
You could be listening to music, is the thing.
Whew.
So I want to start this episode very special, and since we're not doing any video and you guys can't see what we're doing, we thought we would pay a special tribute to you, and Jermaine's going to describe to you exactly what I'm doing. Shall we?
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ooh.
Is this a gift?
So he has olive oil.
The spray
Sheen
version,
spray,
though.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God.
This guy's spraying it. Wow. You don't have a... Is that a fresh
Yo,
cut?
Yo, let me get that. Yo,
that's a full. Fresh cut.
Ooh.
I got this other day, Sheldon.
But it's the other day, and you don't. You usually only do that right after the cut. You feel me? Niggas that's, don't really do that.
It's never too late for the olive oil.
Yeah, that's how crazy.
Special
I'm taking
it
off
is.
My durag as we
oh,
speak.
Oh, man.
That's how special it is in here. Let me get a...
Wow.
Let me get a rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine to these waves, man.
It's an audio exclusive right here. It's only going to happen here.
Damn.
Sheldon, you can use the olive oil if you need
it.
You
know what? I don't got a fresh cup, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Spray it
Yo,
up,
Yo, my
man.
Head smells like an olive.
Do it anyways. You feel me?
My head is slippery. What's going on, man? Random order. Ooh. This would have been 40. This is why it's special, because this is like episode low-key 40, but we're not going to title it 40.
Yeah, this is just a bonus.
39.5.
Yeah. This is 39.5. Yeah, shout out to like my that. Yeah. Like shout that. Out to my mans that wear 11 and a half. You know the struggle.
You know the struggle.
Y'all know what's
yo,
good.
Yo, the struggle of hearing, yo, we don't carry half sizes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm 10 and a half.
I see you struggling.
What do you so what do? You do? Do you go 12 or you go up or you go down if they don't have the half size?
I go down, depending on the shoe.
Okay.
Because, yeah, you could go down. You could still get a natural stretch in there.
Yeah.
True.
It could be like the perfect
True.
Fit. But usually,
you know
it
what?
Hurts my fucking toes.
I YouTubed one time. Story time. I had
this
these.
Guy laughed.
You know,
you did some dark shit.
Yeah, I did some dark shit. So
you put your penis in the shoe. Right? I know it's strange.
So a couple years ago, my brother has his friend, right? He's a yes man, bro. Like anything
guys.
You say, yeah, bro, yeah, for sure. So I be testing niggas when they're like that, cause I'm like, bro, you need to learn to like say what you mean and mean what you say.
Yeah.
So he had a pair of these Jordan 2s, chrome joints. If you know, the black and gray joints.
So let me get those.
I said, let me get those.
So you're taking advantage of him. So you're saying.
And boy was like, yeah, yo, I don't have no shoes right now, but yo, when I go home, I'm gonna switch shoes. I'll give them back to you. I'm like, all right. I applied pressure for the next couple of days, bro. Like, yo, you said he was going to give me those. Like, let me get those. I finally got the shoes, but they're 9.5. I'm a 10.5.
Oh, so, a whole size?
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never been there.
It was rough. So I did the whole take the insole out thing, and like that was smooth. Like it felt a little bit better, but then you just feel like you're walking on the ground. Like literally, you don't feel like, you don't even feel like you're wearing shoes. So I started doing some
Even YouTube. With a six socks?
Even with a six socks. Ooh. But like, I don't have space like that. Like, the sole out is just enough for me to curl up my toes and, you know, put my feet in there. So I did some YouTube shit. And this is where it gets a little crazy.
Okay.
So I went on YouTube, like, you know, can you stretch a shoe? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I just, at the time, I think I was size 10. So I just needed like a half a size.
Yeah, I feel it.
Just a little push.
I need a little push. Yeah. I just need a little bit of extra room. You know what I'm saying?
Can you stretch a shoe? I've typed in some crazy questions into YouTube.
Exactly.
Google has seen some fucked up shit from me.
That's what it's there for.
What if they turn on a webcam like right when you say some crazy shit? Who is this guy?
Who the fuck
wants to know this shit?
I think they probably do that sometimes. Like, I don't think that's never happened. I think that's
like, nah, I gotta check this nigga out.
Some trigger warnings that are just like,
that's why I put the tape on the cam.
So they were like, fill up a Ziploc bag of water and put it in the shoe, and then put the shoe in the freezer.
Because
when it turns to ice,
expands.
It expands. That was all right. It was cool.
But you did it.
I did it. Okay, cool. I got a little bit of room.
A little room.
But then there was like, put the shoe in the microwave. Heat up the material.
And it's there's chrome and on this, right?
It's not really like a chrome.
Is it reflective?
It's not reflective. It's more like a plastic, to be honest. Chrome Jordan 2s. It wasn't like an actual chrome. Actually, the back had a little bit of chrome on it.
How long do you have to heat them up?
It was like quick. They were like, I think it was like 15, maybe 20 seconds.
Yo, that's long.
Yeah, it was kind of long. Yeah.
Oh, you fucking shitting bricks the whole time.
But I did that and it was better, but like, I just was like, you know what?
Fucking stinks in my house now.
Okay, my fucking foot's burning because it's fresh out the microwave and shit.
Should have blew on these a bit.
You know what I'm saying? So I ended up just selling them on Kijiji, made a little bit of money. And that was
did
it.
You know
so
that?
He probably knows that now. Yeah, if he listens to this, he knows that now. Okay, he couldn't say nothing to me. He gave them to me. They're mine. I can do whatever I want with them at that point. You know what I'm saying?
So you used him.
We gave this guy. We gave Sean the camera.
Yo,
where's the camera?
No, it's at home. The camera is.
Show me the camera. This guy's a user, bro. What the fuck?
Yo, to be honest,
you're like, a user and an abuser.
You checked the price on the camera.
Nah.
If you didn't sell
it,
you checked the price.
Nah.
How much is the camera?
I've never.
Because you know
this guy's laughing way too much.
Nah, deadass don't know. My brother has that camera more than me, to be honest.
Okay.
All my brother's YouTube stuff, he's been using that camera. Okay. I haven't even really used
Tom
that camera.
Tom swing three bills.
Yeah. I swung you the camera. Yeah. So, yo.
I know him. I don't know
so
him.
So now
like
you're
like
saying this guy. All right.
Yo, I'm going to get it back, though. I'm going to get it back. It's still mine. He knows what time it is.
You're fucked.
Yo, say what you guys been doing, though. You guys been straight?
Shit, you know what it is, man.
Don't try and steer a conversation from using your friend. Taking advantage.
Personally, look.
Bro, how are you going to take shoes and then microwave them? Like, hold on, just listen. Yo, what did you do with my shoes? Oh, I just froze them, you know, a little bit, microwaved them. Bro, if I gave you something and you fucking microwaved it.
My shoe? Were you home alone?
Of course he was.
That's a home alone thing. That's
bro, it's an early morning thing.
See, the Jamaican house, the home alone thing still.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you can't do the things in a Jamaican house still.
Hell no.
Bro, this dirty shoe is in the same place where I put my rice and fucking noodles and shit.
I cleaned the little microwave tray, little plate that's been. You know, I cleaned that shit after.
You did your part.
You know what I'm saying? I just tried to make it work. It didn't work.
You guys ever microwave a fucking soup like way too long and that shit starts like overboiling?
Soup
is just fucked up.
Yeah,
just soup all
it's
over
like
the plate
super
thing.
Like thin too, like it turns into just water. It's not like a nice thick soup.
Yo, why does chicken sizzle like 3 seconds?
Yo,
yo, chicken me wilding. I don't know what it is on chicken. Me
go the fuck off.
Man, my rice is cold as shit.
Yo,
still hard as fuck. I don't, yo. Google
but you know
that.
What?
Yo, I always say I'm gonna fucking Google it, but then I have food, so I'm like, all right, I do it after.
Today's
then
the day. Then.
The government's right about to turn on your webcam.
Why?
Who the fuck want to know about the chicken?
I got the stick on the webcam.
Have y'all ever like experimented with the like different like presets?
Yeah, I think it's bullshit because the popcorn always burns.
Nah, but I think it's not bullshit though, because I find that when you put it in like just like time, like say I just put like 3 minutes, I think it does it on the highest setting. But if you put it on like a reheat, it's like a gradual, it's like a gradual heat, because I've like hit reheat and then like shit's not hot like how I want it to. But if I hit, but it was like 3-4 minutes.
Yeah.
But if I did 3-4 minutes just regular, that shit will fucking evaporate.
I feel it.
You know what I'm saying? So I think the presets actually do make a difference depending on like what you're eating. because I think it's like, you know, I don't know, like bowls and shit are different from plates.
Oh, that's a fact. Does it weigh it and shit?
I don't think it weighs.
I know some of them be having it.
I think it's just like a temperature preset.
You ever try the popcorn button?
When I'm eating popcorn, yeah.
My shit always comes out black.
You really?
Yeah. It's yeah. Right. Are my microwaves? Yeah, that one's pretty shit. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, you got honestly, you got to upgrade your, you got to update your microwaves. Like a lot of us don't do that. We had the same toaster forever.
Trying to be an oven man.
I feel that. Honestly, give me like the two ovens, and I don't even need a microwave.
I barely use it.
A microwave?
Yeah, you have barely a use it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. A microwave. It's tucked in there. Mm-hmm. Yo, I was having this conversation with someone the other day. We met someone in New York. And
shout out
to New York. And we're talking about shaking hands. And then like he was talking about like the emphasis on shaking hands with the webs. And like it's like, yo, a proper way to shake hands is like connecting with the web.
You gotta, oh, the you web gotta do the web hand. Connect.
Yeah, you got a web.
You should do a web touch.
Yeah.
It should be a web touch.
Should be some web touch action, and you should connect with the webs, right?
Yeah. Wait, even if I'm doing like this?
Like if you're shaking someone's hand.
Oh, shaking hand, yeah.
Okay, some like hood shit,
okay, okay. Sorry, I'm a hood nigga.
So, and then he was doing it, and then we just started talking about webs in specific, and I've always thought webs are fucking, like, scary to me. So ever since I cut like my web as a kid, and I'm like, yo, I can't do anything with this hand.
Yeah,
it's fucking off limits. I can't stretch it. Like, bro, right? Oh, when you cut somewhere that fucking, it's like so small,
or like a somewhere where like you can't put a band-aid on properly, it just like fucking falls right off.
So bro, this shit is so frustrating.
Bro, it's the smallest little things that hurt the fucking most.
Yeah,
like how much does it hurt to like peel that little skin back?
When's the last time y'all got a
peeling your whole arm off?
That?
I have a splinter in my hand, I think.
Bro, I got a splinter the other day. I almost had a panic attack because I didn't know how I was going to get it out.
So, yo, but this has been here for like 2 months and it's still like...
Bro, you got to get that shit out.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah.
But it hurts.
Yeah, bro. That's. I was like on Google. Like, I thought I was going to get my hand would get infected or some shit. I don't know. Every splinter I got as a kid was taken right out right away.
Yeah, same. This is my first one that's been in my body chilling.
Yeah.
You ever step in glass?
I have not.
That's the worst. I wouldn't wish it on my
grass?
Yeah.
Glass.
Oh.
My brother stepped on a bee and got stung.
A bee?
Yeah.
But, like, I always thought, like, well, I mean, if something's sharp, something's sharp. Because I was saying, like, if I'm stepping on something, I'll squish
that.
Yeah.
What was that?
What?
That was, what is that?
I don't know.
Someone's playing something because someone said,
Did that person play on some shit?
Oh, shit. That was me. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. That was me. You know what it is. Shout out to the special guest. Even though I'm talking about
Akon and Young Jesus.
Get it how you live.
Yeah, I know what time it is, man.
Man. China gotta chill. China gotta chill, bro.
Yo, don't let him hear that shit.
Yeah, you right. Nah, China, you do what you gotta do, man. I'm over here winning, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? It's all love.
They beefing with the NBA?
Yeah, that shit is crazy. Honestly, they're beefing more specifically with what's his name? Daryl Morey, which is the fucking Houston Rockets general manager.
He's cheesed at him?
They're cheesed at him.
Holy.
Yeah. For those of you guys who don't know the story, Houston Rockets general manager tweeted that he agrees with the protests that are going on with pro-democracy in China. Because, you know, China has always been a communist government. I don't want to talk anymore about it because I don't really know what I'm talking about further than that.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They've always been there, like, you know, like, we run this shit. You know, whereas over here, we're more so like, all right, well, let's talk about it and figure it out. And we do a shit job, but we're happy. Over there, they're like, nah, we run this shit. It's like a dictatorship. So he said that, yeah, he's pro-democratic democracy over there. And seeing how he's with the NBA and shit, China was like, yo, we not fucking with the NBA no more. If this y'all mans, we not fucking with the NBA. So they pulled.
Say, hey, watch that mouth.
You know what I'm saying? So they pulled.
You got kids to feed. You know fuck what you talking about.
You like your little house?
See, you got your lawnmower.
So China pulled all the broadcasts, all the NBA broadcasts out in China. They pulled all the sponsorships from the NBA that has to do with China. And NBA's like, fuck, bro. Pockets are hurting right now. You know what I'm saying? They're like, it's a big loss. They're trying to figure it out.
He has some sweet talking to do.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, yo, what's right is right.
I didn't mean that, you know.
I'm sorry.
Like, yo, democracy's cool, but, you know, the communist thing, that's
Go on in your country. That's going in your country.
Yeah, bro. Deal with it. But you know, swing the loop back.
But yeah, I can get that loop back.
Politics, rise and shine.
I don't know why this shit's so fucking funny to me.
Yo, did that just come out? Like,
yeah, I just saw it today.
It's a video. It's Kylie Jenner, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's doing like a tour thing, and she just like she opened the door to Stormy's bedroom, and she's waking her up.
Rise and shine.
And she just did that.
I feel like every mother thinks they could sing, you know?
Yo, I'm hitting notes on my kid.
Rise and shine.
And this is,
but low key, that's good enough for the album.
Yeah.
That is, she has some, like, she, you could hear a little
rise and shine.
Like, she had a little sauce on the shine for
my
sure.
Nigga.
Rise
and shine. Scott Storch played the keys over that. It's a wrap.
Yeah. Oh, you're done.
Yeah. Scott Storch.
Scott Storch.
I definitely changed my fucking name. You just called me Scott. Myself.
Is that his real name?
Scott the B guy, yeah.
Scott,
I'm sure. I don't know. I never asked. Oh. Yeah, I was just thinking about briefs today. And like why anyone would ever switch over from the boxers with the legs to briefs. Like when do you
like boxer briefs to
like they make like briefs for whiteies. Adults. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, bro.
Who would ever say, yo?
I've seen grown men in that though.
That's like, what I'm saying.
Tight change and shit. Yeah, and shit. Like, bro, some, you're too big.
You chose
that,
bro. Wait, you, what? You, the briefs with the no legs.
The tighty whitey joints. You feel me? Like the fucking.
The OGs.
Yeah,
yo,
the shorts you used
the
to wear.
The starter briefs.
Bro. I'm not going to lie
no,
to you.
No. Don't say it.
I'm not going to lie.
Listen, bro. We'll start judging. Yo, I'm going to look at you different if you say the wrong thing right now.
Listen.
I'm going to look at this guy different.
Listen.
Trevon.
Calm down.
You're not a no leg guy.
Look. I know I'm not a no leg guy. But whenever mans go to some and like to when they fucking like harness me in something, if I'm going ziplining and shit, and it feels like you're putting on tighty whities, you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, right? yeah, a little harness.
That low key feels like comforting, you know? I'm like, I feel like tighty whities could be sick sometimes.
Until you fucking wash them hoes and then they're fucking loose.
Those are even sicker. Bro, you just look like a bum.
Nah.
Yo, I can chill in my boxes and still look like, yeah, you know, I can show up somewhere.
Like,
you know,
bro.
Briefs?
Like, I'm doing the episode on them.
Why, though?
Just to see how it feels. What if we're missing out?
I'm not.
When's the last time you checked?
Nah, you'll be acting different.
When's the last time you checked?
Bro, look.
Y'all niggas ain't checked.
I'll admit, I was 7 years old.
Over 15 years. So what if we go back?
I hated it then.
Yo, I hated it then. Yo, I'd rather go commando.
You know what I'm saying? So like, no.
Yo, I'll just go to school just like,
bro,
penis and jeans. And like, yo, my fly is down. Yo, it's a wrap.
Penis and the fucking the tearaway fucking joints. You know what I'm like, I'm in.
Yo,
those,
no.
Like,
there was one time I actually fucking cut my dick on the fly. Because I was just on a mud.
Well, yeah, a shirt. That's what boxes are for.
Bro. Yo, oh, man. But
bro, that's torture. If I capture someone and I wanted to torture them, I say, yo, wear briefs for 3 weeks, I guess.
And they're a size down.
They're a size down. Because that's how it was, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, bro.
Yo, the lines.
Bro.
The lines on my side.
Bro, honestly.
Nah.
If you're a young kid, skip it forward like a minute. Because I'm about to say some nasty shit. Bro, my dick be going crazy, bro.
You didn't give the kids a chance.
Bro, he just pressed the power button on his phone. You didn't get it.
Like, kids are trying to fucking fast forward. Whoa.
Where's my phone?
Niggas getting up. This is my dick. Going crazy.
My bad. But y'all know what I mean. Like,
hey, guys, 2 seconds. Let me just say this comment. Skip forward. My dick was so fucking weird in these pants.
I just need my shit. I like the boxer briefs because it's like, even when it goes to the side, it's still inside. You feel me? Like,
I feel it.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out, boxer legs.
Facts.
Bro, I'd never just wake up and be like, oh, yeah. Today, I'm going to part ways with the boxer legs because I'd rather have a fucking male thong on.
Nah, with it, bro.
And back when I like, the wedges get serious.
Woo!
You get wedges in any underwear, but like, there's obviously like a few wedges. Yeah. I mean,
those are the ones.
Few wedges that are worse than others. You know,
when you had like a tight
brief wedgie,
when you have those,
done.
It's not the one you could pull. I could pull the side of my shit.
Yeah, I could pull it out. Yeah.
Nah, when you have the tighty wedgie, you're in your asshole.
You have to go to the bathroom.
You're in your bum, bro. There's no way.
Sometimes I just be like, yo, honestly. There's no way I'm gonna do it without people watching, so I have to just walk home.
I have to, bro.
I'll just wait till I get home.
I have to, bro.
Oh my god.
Nah, those are dark.
And
days,
bro, another thing is like, but you have a fear of like getting into fights and shit, and then like my shirt goes up and my pants go down a bit because I can't pull them up. Yeah, if you see me in boxers, like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. Like, you know, it looks like, you know, I'm wearing shorts and shit. But like, if I get in a scrap and I got on the tight whiteies and I got a little wedgie going on, and like, that doesn't look cool anymore.
Can't even defend myself.
All of a sudden, the fight doesn't look cool anymore.
My mind is on other things right now.
Everyone's mind is off the fight. And now
nigga,
like,
nah, the nigga you're fighting, yo, get off me, nigga. No, fuck, pull my fucking briefs. Let me fix my briefs. Bro, yo. The thing is, like, when you had little wedgies, you had like ways. Like, my shit was just like fucking doing a quick squat.
Oh, this technique.
Long step up the this stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm skipping five stairs.
Yeah.
Just to get this shit out.
Bro, hand in my pocket.
Oh.
Oh, the hand in the pocket is a classic.
Come on.
You don't even, I still use that to this day. That's my go
to. To this day, bro. It's just, it's clean. Nobody knows. I still feel okay. I'm confident. I'm secure.
Yeah.
I bite my
you
lip
can fix
a bit.
The whole,
you know what I'm saying?
The whole thing,
shit. Bro.
All around the leg.
The whole shit. And never miss a beat.
Bro, trust me.
That's what at the end of the day, I just need a brief that's never gonna make me miss a beat. You feel me? Ain't a lot of beats out here.
Can't be missing beats.
Can't be missing beats, bro. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I think that's why I didn't watch Breaking Bad, because I turn it on and Walter's in his briefs for the first thing. I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
Remember you had to tell me?
This makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, he was.
You had to come back and tell me, like, yo, that shit is fire. And I'm like, all right, let me see past the briefs.
Mm.
But I'm just saying,
baggy. Nah.
Be open to them. Like, you know what I mean? His was kind of saggy. Nah, nah, like, nah, nah, is that comfortable?
His were saggy, bro. But honestly, I think that's because, like, no disrespect to my white people, but I feel like white people, the proportions, like, I feel like black men, we still got a little ass, but white people is just back. You feel me? So, like,
oh, okay,
you feel what I'm saying? Yeah, like, it doesn't fill out the brief. You feel me?
What the fuck?
Show like, me. I got a little ass still, no hole. Like, I'm do my thing.
Okay, y'all can skip. Y'all can turn off the podcast. You can turn your phone off.
Oh my god, to my people on public transportation, I'm sorry.
I don't know the fuck.
I didn't know he was gonna say that.
I did not know.
No.
I'm not even.
Nah.
Yo, let's just move on. No, shout it.
Let's just move on. You're not pulling me into this.
Stop trying to get
me into this shit.
What the fuck?
Bro, moving on. Hey, so we got a streaming nomination.
Yes.
Hey,
moving on now. Your boy's got a streaming nomination for writing. And this is not the one where you vote.
Hey, y'all deserve that shit too.
Hey, appreciate that, Sheldon.
Y'all deserve that shit.
Sheldon with the buns.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I know they gonna feel. At the end of the day, bro, I've never been wrong on this podcast, really. Like,
you made me the worst. Sheldon.
Hey, tweet me. Feel me? Ask Sebastian XX. Tweet me. Let me know you feel me. Because I know the lady's gonna be like, yep, he right.
Rise and shine.
Nah, but yeah, shout out to y'all for that stream. Do you guys know how that happened? Or like, did it come as a total surprise to you guys, or did you submit yourselves to it?
Our manager submitted us.
Okay, okay.
And then, but I didn't know she did.
Yeah,
I just got a little notification. I'm like, oh wait, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, you don't like. There's two categories where you can vote, but we're not in that category. We're in the category where it's like just streamies like chooses.
That's good.
Who's the best? Yeah. I like that. I don't like doing the voting shit.
Yeah,
it's like,
you don't want to be in a race with
bro, it's a popularity
like,
contest. Yeah, who fucking like, tweet most and who has the most followers?
Like, David Dobrik's going to win every time.
Yeah. And, like, sick, yeah.
Yeah,
but I just know the outcome like, already. Like,
yeah. But I know, like, you know, if we actually look at what's on the screen,
yeah,
it might be a little different.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yo, I hate asking for shit.
Yeah.
So when I got to tweet, yo, go, like, just go vote.
Go do
but,
that.
Like, yo, when I say that shit, like, please actually do that. Cause I try not to do it too much.
Yeah,
but
facts.
Yeah, I feel like I'm bothering everyone.
Yeah. So you guys are gonna like go to the award show and shit?
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna go because you got to like that's where you win the award at, right?
Yeah. That's why we're gonna go.
Do you know like the other people in the category that you're with?
Nah, I don't know them, but like I should look them up.
Mm-hmm.
I seen like their fan base is like tweeting about them shit.
Yeah, that's why.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's what's up, bro. Yo, I just thinking like I can have a chopped cheese now.
Yo, I was the video that I played earlier. It was of someone making a fucking chopped cheese.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they said.
That's crazy.
Yeah, at home, and I was thinking, I'm like, nigga, don't, let's do that right now.
That's crazy. So
why is the oven not on?
Why is the grocery store not being
hit? Why are we not all standing by the stove? I will pause this episode, go get some ground beef, and make a chopped cheese right now. But we're not going
to
do that.
Yeah, I'm excited to get a chopped cheese, man.
Man. We got to do a dedicated trip.
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'll fly to New York just for a chopped cheese. I won't even say hi to Maria.
Back for the evening.
That's cat, but let you know.
Yeah. She won't be picking me up. Yeah. Yeah. Please meet me there.
It's kind of stupid to not, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like as your boys, like, I wouldn't even be like, don't say hi to her. Yeah. I would tell you, like, no, that's pretty fucking stupid. You should go see your girl.
You're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah. Oh, I'd get pleased.
You know what I'm saying?
You guys ever get the paragraph in public?
Yeah.
Every man knows the paragraph. And you know what your guy's going through when you, like, take a glance at his phone and he's got the paragraph on his phone.
Has Maria ever cussed you, though?
Like, that's funny. Me?
Yeah. Like, seriously been mad? I can't even picture her mad. I've never seen her mad. Like, she's always, like...
Sharon's mouth is wide open.
Yo, that's like, every time I see Maria, she has a reaction of disbelief.
Pretty happy and chilling and smiling, you know?
She's always chilling, yeah. But like, if someone really pisses her off, like, she
gets and then tight. Like the New York accent be cutting you, eh?
The first time
you get like, new slang and shit.
Yeah, that's why I learned shit, bro. Because I'm always getting cussed out. That shit was like, yo, I don't know, like, fuck. I just fucking getting slashed. With
I would
new
feel like
words
I'm paid in full, nigga.
I was fucking scared.
I low could be admiring the whole time. I'd be like, that accent, that fucking. What was that word?
Oh, that word.
That's how you use that?
Nah, it's scary. It's scary. I don't know. Like,
do you get back in the New York accent?
Nah, she would snuff me. She would fucking punch me in my face.
Yo, Maria, look.
Yo, is you fucking serious?
Yo, you OD'ing right now.
Okay, first off, you wildin'. Tell me where the fuck you were yesterday. I saw boom. Nah, but it's not that serious.
Shout out New York City. Yo, what else is in New York? Like, the state.
Huh?
The state of New York. Like, what else is there?
Nigga, what's
I literally only hear about Buffalo and New York City, obviously.
Yeah, what else is there? Like,
you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, what else y'all got going
like
on?
Washington Heights, maybe?
Yo. You guys want to...
I'll do it. I'm down. Fuck yeah.
When do you want to do that? Probably tomorrow, round 5. Okay. You down?
Sure.
I thought of a funny idea. Talk about that later. That is a funny topic though. Like when your boy gets that fucking paragraph in public, it's like, everything stops. Yeah, you don't even have to be looking at each other. You guys all be looking straight, but everyone feel it once he gets it.
Once you notice, you got to cover him. Like, yo, like everyone else is around. He's like, yeah, chill off.
He's quiet.
He's got the paragraph.
He's quiet as fuck.
Just, what's wrong? Yo, just chill. He got it was like 14 sentences on his phone.
He got the arrow to open up a new to open up a dock.
Yeah, he had to click.
He had to click out.
Just leave him alone.
Got him an Uber. How much did he lower his brightness? It was down all the way.
Always
on
zero. He went to the settings to the.
Nah, the worst be a voice note, my nigga.
Yo, I don't get the VNs.
I don't get the VNs.
You're lucky then.
Why not though?
Those are scary.
I actually don't like them. I actually prefer
reading it.
Yeah, because I can read it. I can process every line and shit.
You could pause, look up.
I can really like think about shit. You know what I mean? But when it's in the voice note, it's like it's information coming at you. Sometimes they're rambling. It's like it's just
You can't fast forward. Either.
Can't fast forward like Apple.
Yo,
you
fix that. First
bro.
Off, yeah.
Like. So many updates ago that should have been fixed, bro. Like, honestly, I was literally saying that the other day, like, bro, why can't I fucking fast forward this shit, bro?
Nope, you gotta start over.
Cause, like, sometimes you'll be listening to it. If your phone's on, like, power saver mode?
Yeah.
It'll close, it'll lock.
And it stops.
You gotta start the whole thing over again.
Nah, there's snakes for that.
It's ridiculous.
Fix it.
Fix that.
Nah, I don't get the VNs like that.
I get them still.
You send them back?
Nah, I don't do voice.
Yeah, I'm a typer.
Yeah, I'm a typer still. Like, I've done it before, but it's been a minute since I did it. Yeah, it's been like a good. I've been a FaceTime you lately, though. I don't know if y'all noticed that. Kind of been FaceTiming you guys a little more lately. I've been FaceTiming my friends more. My brother, I FaceTime my brother like every day. I would never used to be like that.
Yeah. Yo, my bro's an Android man.
He is.
He's Android. We won't switch.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I should just be calling my dad more. What are you saying?
So I do, bro. You saying you're good?
Because I'm a FaceTime guy.
I'm a FaceTime guy.
But only in the vibes of like right now, I have a fresh cut. I'm fucking calling everyone.
Oh, yeah. Calling everyone, yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
What's up?
I'm going to call you back in 2 minutes.
You answer, but you don't look at the phone.
Yeah. It's on the table.
Yeah, you just come in.
Yo. Like, what's up? You call? No, not you. Hold on. Hold on. Yo, Jermaine, you don't want the cheese?
Nah, I might.
All right. Yo, hello? Oh, shit, my dad's call. Yo, I'm going to hit you. What you mean I'm not going to hit you?
Stop it.
All right, bet. I'm going to call you back.
Yo, stop drooling.
Real. Keep drooling. You going to be drooling. You heard?
That's a fact.
Your brain is drooling, you feel me? Shout out Jalouis.
Oh, the Jalouis.
What's that?
Yo, what?
Hold on, first off. Yeah, hold on. What's a Jalouis?
Yeah, I don't know what a Jalouis is.
Sheldon, one more time.
A Joe Louis?
What is a Jalouis?
What is a Jalouis?
No, I think we're saying it wrong. It's Joe Louis, though.
It's a Jalouis or a Jalahi.
Nigga, what? No, it's definitely a Joe Louis. Hold on, wait.
Joe Louis is a boxer.
You guys heard that girl say Wallahi on the news?
No. I saw the video, but I didn't click it. She said Jalahi.
Yo, Wallahi. You don't know these? The little chocolate cakes with the icing in the middle?
I know those.
What are you talking about? You guys remember the Flakies?
What are they called? Oh, those Joe the S. Yeah, I remember those.
Oh, Joe Louis. It's Joe Louis.
The Half Moons.
Oh, the Half Moons.
The Half Moons were my shit.
Twinkies went nuts. You remember the Flakies?
Yeah, the Flakies, with the strawberry in the middle.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, how that's covered in flakes. No matter how careful I am. Yo, flakes everywhere. Same with a beef patty. You can't break that up in a fucking car. And not expect to have yellow flakes falling on your lap when you get out the whip.
Fact.
Yo, how depressing was it when like you had a fucking strawberry passion flake in the back of your pocket, right? Walking to school.
How would you put it there?
Walking to school. Just because, yo, you had man binders.
Grabbed it on the way out.
You had binders. Binders. You had your fucking gym shoes in there as a little fucking kid. You're walking to school and then your friend, it's always the kid that you know fucks around so much. Just punches the back of your bag to say what's up to you. I'm like, yo.
My fucking flaky, nigga.
Michael. My fucking flaky, bro. Every day it was fucking Michael, bro. There was two fucking kids. Michael and this kid Dylan. This fucking, oh my God. This kid had fucking freckles, bro.
I can see him in my head right now.
Freckles and orange hair. And he was so bad. And
I'm like, fight him right now.
This kid was just so bad. He had hair like the nigga from Home Alone with spikes. He had spiky hair.
Buzz? A nigga from Home Alone.
Buzz?
Was it Buzz with the spiky hair? Home Alone?
Older bro?
Yeah, Kevin's bro.
Yeah, his older bro. Yeah, that's Buzz.
Bro, had Buzz, hair Buzz, like him. Yeah. This nigga one time bit into a fucking pen and had ink in it, and he said,
Javon!
I'm like, what, nigga? I'm like, what, Dylan?
Ah!
Yo, his mouth was... screamed.
I was so fucking shit.
His mouth is full of ink?
Yes, nigga. And he had tears running down his eyes. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Yo, let us go to the bathroom. Nigga. Yo.
Then I turned around and he was clean. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Swallowed that.
Bro, his mouth was clean. Ever since that day, I'm like, yo, I am not fucking with this kid. Like, yo, he was scary. But yeah, this nigga always punched my fucking bag. and pop my fucking Jaluis and my passion.
It sounded like the kid I'll, like, pick up worms and shit and fucking chase girls with it.
Yep.
That nigga picked up fucking dead rats and shit.
Oh, yeah.
He was different. That nigga had attitude, bro. He was just like, I think he was even skateboarding in the halls as a grade four kid, bro.
Oh,
he was
of course he
fucking
was.
Dangerous.
Oh, them ones, eh?
What's his name again?
Dylan. He's gonna fuck me up when he hears this.
Nah.
Years later. Yo, what the fuck you say?
Why'd you tell him everything?
Yo, this nigga.
Not
lying. I'm about to
Why'd
get
you tell
fucked
him what they're
at? He's gonna, or he can approach me fucking like, very sorry with a box of Jaluis. Yo, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry about
Turn
what
my
I
life
did.
Around.
It was flaky, bitch.
Birdman.
Oh, yo, fuck. You ever pull out a fucking a squish sandwich?
Oh,
like
oh.
The binder imprint? You have a fucking binderings imprint in your sandwich?
You have a 5-star imprint in your fucking in the middle of it. Though, like,
you're sitting in a 5-star sandwich, nigga.
Do we still have the Birdman on there? Because we gotta hit
Birdman, Birdman, Birdman.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
What?
I just realized.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
In that fridge behind me.
Oh, fuck.
In that fridge behind me, fellas.
What?
I got the Halloween sugar cookie.
Oh.
So what I'm going to do, don't yell.
Step away.
I'm sorry.
Step away.
I am sorry. If y'all boys don't mind.
Yo.
I'm going to go preheat the oven.
I do not mind, brother.
And I'm going to be back.
That sounds like good news.
Rise and shine.
It's a perfect way to start your day.
Oh,
well, I'm ending my day, but this is, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Please. What kind of day? What kind of day? Halloween?
They Halloween.
They got the pumpkin in the middle.
They got the pumpkin in the middle.
They got the pumpkin in the middle.
That's what we need. That's what we need.
Y'all know what this is.
You watching Rhythm and Flow, Sheldon?
Yes, I'm watching.
I watched 2 episodes and told this guy about it. He came back and said, yo, so I finished the whole season, right? Completed the whole season.
I got into it still. I'm not going to lie. I expected to fucking hate it. And to be honest, I don't love it because it's like musically superb.
Yeah.
I love it because it's extremely entertaining.
It's entertaining.
You know what I'm saying? It's cringy. It's very cringy.
But I enjoy it.
But
I feel like I'm watching a skit sometimes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It makes me feel really good about my rapping ability. that I could do it.
I can do this.
You know what I'm saying?
I had to crew on some hater shit.
I
got a better song.
When I watch these shows, I'm honest. When I watch like musical competition shows, I'm the biggest. I'm Jamaican as fuck when I watch these fucking musical competition.
That doesn't rhyme, nigga.
Are you fucking? Nigga, fast forward it. I fast forwarded through a couple performances today because I couldn't do it. Like,
oh, so you didn't watch the whole season?
I guess I did. Like, it just was too cringy, bro. Like, I just wanted to hear what Chance the Rapper is gonna say, because Chance, honestly, I thought he was gonna be like a really nice guy on the show.
Yeah,
he's kind of a dickhead. He's kind of a dickhead on the show, and I'm surprised because he's giving niggas the work. Like,
was he like past
like
keeping it real, or is he like just being extra?
No, he's not like being extra, but he's just like, he's just honest. He's very honest. Like, exactly,
I mean, that's good shit.
Exactly how I feel is how he like pushes it out. Whereas like sometimes Cardi will be like, you know, it wasn't the worst that I heard, but you know, he'll just be like, honestly, like, I was just wondering when it would stop. I didn't like it. You
that.
Know, I just don't think that this is for you and da 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 or whatever.
Yo, the thing is, I, from my house in my home, me by myself, I'm like watching it and I'm getting embarrassed. Like, someone's watching
Facts.
Me. I feel like Like secondhand embarrassment, I take that shit
and
serious.
The thing is, like the first two episodes, like yeah, you're gonna obviously it's like auditions, right? Not everybody that comes to the audition is good. But right. Me, I'm six episodes in and I'm still seeing embarrassing shit.
There's a couple good artists.
There's a couple good artists on there. Like I think London B is probably gonna win the whole thing.
I forgot everyone's name, but
yeah, she's you might not even have seen her yet. I think she was in the you see the Atlanta one?
Yeah, do we?
She's a short shorty with the hair. She is like half blonde and half black. Anyways, for those of you guys that know, London B, I think she's going to win it all because I think, like, she got the most, like, sound that sounds like it's going to make records and, like, female rap is so lucrative right now.
Yeah.
She could slide right in there with Megan Thee Stallion and all them.
Jeez.
And women are going to love her and she got a good story and she making good hits. Like, she got a good song out right now. They were, like, started releasing music from the show.
Yeah, oh, shit, for real.
And it's like, it's just all right, man. But it's... T.I. is funny on that show.
Oh, my God.
T.I. is hilarious.
Bro, he's my favorite guy.
T.I. is hilarious. And, like, sometimes it'd be a lot, but, like, on this show, it's, like, it's perfect. Like, it's not too much T.I., you know? It's not like, all right, T.I., like, fuck.
Yeah, he could go full T.I. mode.
Exactly. He could go, like, Clifford on us and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's too much. But, like, in this, he's like T.I. and he's, like, Tip. Like, he's those guys. He bounces back and forth.
You got into his music?
Yo, I started listening to the King album the other day, actually. Like, just went back to it, like, because I love that album when it came out. Because that came out around, like, ATL. That's my favorite movie. Yeah. ATL. That's my favorite movie of all time.
Oh, that was my shit, too.
I love that movie.
I didn't get to his music like that, though. Like, I couldn't. I wasn't feeling it.
You know what? I kind of put him in, like, you like Jeezy? Young Jeezy?
Yeah, I used to fuck with Jeezy.
I don't like Jeezy.
Really?
A lot of people like Jeezy. I just don't get it. Like,
he had a 1-2 big track.
Yeah, but I mean, there's people who like every. He has like a cult following. Mm. Like, I can understand if you like a couple of records. Like I like a couple of Jeezy records too, like the big joints that he put out, you know, Snowman and shit, whatever. Yeah. But I never listened to a Jeezy album. I don't see myself listening to a Jeezy album, but people love it. When Jeezy puts out an album, niggas bump that shit.
Yeah.
He just put out an album.
I have a couple of friends out tattooed Jeezy on their backs.
For sure.
Right now.
And like, I had a young Jeezy shirt. Did you miss me?
For sure. Oh, I go to the flea markets and fucking clean up.
Oh yeah.
Anything Young Jeezy, I'll take it. Anything fucking Gangster SpongeBob, give me that. Let me see that. Oh yo. Fuck. Dogged out Elmo? Yeah. Let me get that in the 6XL. Time.
Yo, I think Jeezy is like he's one of those rappers where Jeezy's obviously nice, but he's for a certain fan base, and the people that love him, they're so dedicated because of like kind of what he did. If you think about it, like he kind of was one of the founders to fucking introducing trap music type of thing, and he made that whole wave. Then even just beefing with Gucci is fucking legendary. Like them two going off when they made that. Like how are you gonna drop Icy and then beef? Y'all just dropped some fire shit. They were wavy together.
Yeah,
because there's Jeezy's like song smoothness.
That,
like,
you were on a song where someone said my chain hangs down to my dick. Like, what? And it ended the song like that.
Gucci's voice and Jeezy's voice is like...
legendary song.
It's like them two, honestly, like I'd compare them up to fucking like Thugger and Future and shit like that. Like just hearing two people together.
Yeah.
That flow, like...
Okay.
I never Jeezy really, and them two were nice. Like
I never really dove into it myself. Yeah. I took your word for it.
He's one of those guys like Gucci. Like Gucci, I never really like took in Gucci like that. Neither, and like... But I respect Gucci and I'll listen to him. Like, Jeezy's one of those guys where I'm like, oh, I actually had hits and, like, I was listening to him, like, Thug Motivation, I think, or something like that. Like, Snowman 101 or something like that. Like, I don't know. That nigga just had hits sometimes.
Yeah, when that TM.
Snowman 101.
When that TM.
I'm not completely sure.
TM. I think it was TM 103. 104. No, one. Wait, there's multiple.
I think you're just saying numbers. Hold on.
No, there's TM 103. Yo.
It's definitely there's not so.
That was like 101. Let's get it. Oh, let's get it. 101.
Wait, yeah, let's get it. 101. And then 102 is The Motivation. And then 103 is Hustler's Ambition.
His albums?
His album.
Wait, I was. Wait, which one was.
And then TM 104 is The Legend of the Snowman.
Where's the other 100? Let's get
it. Thug Motivation. 101. Sick.
Oh, yeah. Thug Motivation 101. Okay, that's what TM. Okay. Okay.
Yo, we need a fucking cue. Button.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in the whip, don't worry, you're not getting pulled over.
Yeah. That is us.
That's us.
Oh shit.
Well, we gotta wrap up, guys.
We only got a couple of seconds to get out of here. Thank you for listening. This is Brandon Porter.
And this is the last one.
Wait.
Don't even worry about subscribing. We're out.
Open your ass. Flush the fucking meth. Yo, my worst nightmare is like actually get it. We always joke about it, but my worst nightmare is actually being at the airport trying to cross the border and they're like, yo, okay, we're going to have to ask you to open your ass. You're going to have to check your ass.
I don't know how I'd react to that still.
Bro, and I don't know what it is, yo. But every time niggas pull me over at the airport, they always approach you with a low voice. Hey, sir, how you doing? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm all right. All right, so look, you see that on your ticket right there? I'm like, yeah. It says AS. It stands for ass check.
Shit, AC.
So
it's completely random. We check random asses. There's no we don't target assholes.
We saw you from over there and we just said like, yo, hey. Yeah,
sure. Why not? We said the fifth guy that walks in.
And do you want to do this right here in the room?
This just goes back to my black man booty analogy. That's all that is.
Bro,
Sheldon, get out.
Nah, you got to start your own podcast. Stop it.
Hey, look.
Bootologist. Look.
When Nelly say Booteus Maximus, which is the actual thing on the ass, but when Nelly said it, that show was fire.
The Booteus Maximus?
The Booteus Maximus is like actually your butt.
It's the Gluteus Maximus.
Oh, shit.
This nigga Sheldon. You need to go home.
You're listening too much Nelly, nigga.
Yo, I'm out. I'm out. Yo. Yo.
He's dropping knowledge on me. And low-key,
you know what that is?
Like,
I'm going to be honest. That's just too much BET Uncut. That's what that is.
That's that. You know what that is. That's the title, baby. What? That's the title right now.
Too much BET Uncut. You know what I'm saying?
Let's hear the word one more time.
Which one you want to hear? The real one or the fake
one? The fake one.
Booteus Maximus. That's what Nelly said, bro.
But yo, who's to say Gluteus Maximus is proper English?
Honestly, where like, what song did he say? Let me find that shit. Cause
I just bought a new lip balm.
Rise and shine.
It's that season.
That's it. That's good news.
It's that season.
Yo, it's a couple like small like novelty things that like you know on the outside doesn't look like it means anything, but like you cherish it every time it happens.
Means so much.
Buying a new fucking little lip chap,
man.
Personal.
Which one you get?
Every day. I got the Carmex.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good... Yo, email me.
Yeah.
Email me for the video episode, please. So anyways, it's one of those where like I'm at that stage where I just lost one, so I'm kind of trying to get over it. Like, where the fuck did I put that?
Yeah.
I still believe it's
with
me.
Find those motherfuckers and you got two fucking... You got...
My day is
so good. You have an array of lip moisturizing... techniques.
Excuse me? Is you crazy? I get to decide.
That's it's a huge. Big way to start your day.
Yeah.
It's a huge way to
but
start.
But you know what?
Day.
I do have multiple lip balms and I just leave them in different places. So I always got them. So I kind of do got options, but not out the gate though. Like,
I feel it.
When I'm at the crib, it's
not in one hand.
Well, I ain't going to say it. When I'm at the crib, it's one. Mm-hmm. When I'm in the whip, it's one. When I'm on road, it's a different one.
Hit the emails.
Yeah. That was a weak bomb. We know.
Yeah.
There we go.
Rise and shine.
Damn, Sheldon.
I have big lips, man.
Yo, you ever overdo it sometimes? Like, yo, when I know it's cold,
yeah.
I'm like, yo, honestly,
when
it's
I'm at
so
the crib,
fun.
I overdo it on purpose.
Yo, it's survival mode. Sometimes it gets so cold here in Toronto.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I don't give a fuck about how this looks.
I don't care. My
very cold.
Fucking...
I know it's going to dry up fast. I'm leaving my house with my lips very shiny.
When you see my lips wet, you know what it is.
Yo, it's negative 14 degrees Celsius.
And I'm not even going to talk because I'm going to get that white shit.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't have nothing to talk about. In the corners?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
white corners, man, are the worst. It's a white corner Christmas, though. And yo, Sheldon.
When you say a fucking, when your lips are dry and you say an E word and your fucking lip splits Ooh. Clean in half. Oh.
Oh,
you have to go home.
Bro, I had so many.
You have to go home and lay down.
So many years as a young pup.
Oh my god,
with just the crack lips, bro.
Bro, and then for lunch you have fucking salt and vinegar chips. You're done.
Yo, I'm sorry, but when I have kids and they're old enough to say dad, yo, I'm hungry, son. Like, I'm gonna be like, yo, listen, this is something called chapstick. Keep this bang on you.
Keep that on.
You're gonna
you.
Always listen, lose it.
It's gonna be a lot of snakes that are gonna try to take it. You know
what I'm saying? Don't let them use it, son. Listen to me. Look at me. Don't let them use it.
I'm gonna have a lip balm drawer at the crib.
Oh, for sure.
I'm gonna have a lip balm basket.
Basket might be better.
Belt. Little lip balms. Yeah.
It's funny because, like, Sheldon gave us a lip balm comment saying, like, yeah, you know, I got one in the room. And then you multiple. Go to the car.
Yeah, I got it in my bag.
It's right there in the glove compartment. And
I got one in each pocket.
He knows one's there. It's like, it's one in the... there's one there. It should be there.
Like three there.
And then this nigga stops telling us that he's like, yeah. And it picks up the olive oil and starts like reading it off. Like, oh, what's this? Like, oh, it's some next shit. Subtle flexes are the funniest shit, you know what man.
I had to leave that with y'all and just do some other shit.
Yeah, it's like, yo, I'm off that. Like,
I'm off that. I'm on this olive oil.
I stay with that thing. It's just like, boom.
Y'all ever used to have your mittens like sewn into your jacket?
Nah, I didn't get that treatment.
I was just thinking I might do that with lip balm for my kids. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. At
the end of the day,
you should patent that.
You know what I'm saying? The next got to be better than the last, you know? So my kids got to be better than me.
You don't need your fucking mittens attached, bro.
Yeah, you don't need your mittens. Fuck that. Put your hands
Once
in your
lips straight?
Yeah. Nigga, you ain't going to
You're going to be all right.
You ain't going to kiss with your hands.
Y'all ever had soggy mittens that stunk?
Yeah, every time I shovel the driveway, that's what it is after that. I can't wait to, like, live in an apartment because I don't like to do none of that. I don't like to garden. I don't like to water grass. I don't like to cut grass. I don't like to shovel snow. I don't like to salt floor.
What's the worst?
Honestly, probably cutting the...
grass? Shoveling
snow. Well, I'm allergic. Like,
grass?
Yeah, when I get outside, I get crazy. Okay. So that's why I would say the worst. But shoveling is still harder because snow be heavy and shit.
Bro, muscles, nigga. That's all muscle. Facts. That's actually a workout.
It's all knees.
I'm cold, but I'm fucking sweating.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's terrible.
Snow, yeah. And it hurts.
But I low-key like doing it. Sometimes it's like, especially on the nice days. The nice days where it's like, oh, it's kind of lit outside. It's like, yo.
Said nice and snow.
Yes. You guys know snowy days.
You know the nice snow, like the start from the bottom snow.
Yeah, like
that's a good snow. Or fucking
snowing, but the sun out.
The J-Lo, LL Cool J.
That was kind of cold.
That was a good snow.
No, it was.
That was a good fucking snow. The J-Lo and LL Cool J video?
Facts.
That was a gorgeous snow.
We apologize to J-Lo. It was a gorgeous snow.
Don't they got more than one joint together?
The one with the snow.
The one. I don't even fuck with what you talking about. The one with the snow, nigga. Yo, Titus, nigga, the one with the snow. If I lose my mind.
Oh yeah, okay.
All the one with the you know what I'm talking about. All I have. Come on now. Time is on your mind, baby girl. What's on your mind?
This don't look. Nah,
that's a good snow.
Blue, nigga. This is blue.
That's why I hesitated at first. But Sheldon,
outside is dark, bro.
Sheldon, look at the video.
Look at that snowflake.
Look at LL Cool J and look at J-Lo.
I ain't gonna lie, her legs is out.
It's a beautiful LL Cool J, drop the lip chat. I will buy that.
I will buy that.
Let me get that.
Rise and shine.
LL Cool J, I know you listening.
LL Cool J out there somewhere scrambling.
Drop a lip chat.
That boy calling his publicist right now. Yo, you know what you're going to do for me? Yo, give me a lip chat.
Dropping a lip chat.
He dropped the ball on that.
The lip chat thing, right?
Yeah, how did he not get a lip chat deal?
This is a good snow. Yo, what's this fucking texting shit where all the celebrities are saying, text me, here's my number.
Text me?
I don't know.
Y'all don't see that?
Mike Jones bid did that.
Oh, first like promotion and shit?
I don't know what the fuck it is, but it always like...
Hit Mike Jones up on the local.
Yo, I'm going to do this. I'm going to drop my phone number. Here it is. P. Diddy did it. Fucking... Yo, for some reason, I feel like I'm going to be good friends with P. Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
I just have a feeling.
P. Diddy's going to fucking love me.
Oh, well, for sure.
For sure.
Yo, for you sure. remind me of someone.
Exactly. Man.
Would you sign That's a bad crazy. Boy?
Yo, hold on. Paint the picture. Yo, Sheldon, why don't you come over here and sign with Bad Boy Records?
I'll go.
That would echo for me right there.
I'll go. Yeah, he has a natural echo.
To be honest, you sign? You go with Bad Boy?
Yo, it's Diddy, man.
Yo, hold on. Is his lips oiled that day?
Puff. Oh, of course.
Puff?
Of course.
The listener, look, oil, yeah.
Nothing against bad. Honestly, okay, not to take this question so seriously, but like I kind of have to because like it's where I want to go one day. But like I just want to, I don't want to sign to anybody. Like I just want to do my own shit.
I feel that.
You know what I'm saying? So
I feel that.
That's a fact.
I would respectfully decline.
Yeah, like, you don't need it.
Yeah, you don't need it. Yeah, yeah. We're at a time where we know like, we don't need it.
Yeah, like realistically, I don't at all.
There's a lot of people doing it.
I wouldn't say at all. They can give me some money and change my life right now. But hey, other than that.
Well, we can talk. We can see what's on the table just to talk about it.
What does
so she's like, case. You trying to say
this? How much I got to pay you back? For you? Oh, this that? Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to decline. But like, in theory, if we have gone through
the numbers,
I kind of know what we're talking about.
Cause you know, money talks. You heard they're remaking Fresh Prince and doing a spinoff.
Yeah, I heard.
How you guys feel about that?
Are you excited?
Who's in it?
That has not been announced yet. I'm not excited, bro. I don't really like any of these remakes at all. I just don't feel like they're necessary. I feel like they're cash grabs. Like a lot of them are cash grabs.
Yeah.
You don't really need
but
it.
But Will's like, been doing a lot. And I feel like Will got a feel of like, yo, holy shit, I'm making this much money doing like this thing. You're paying Will Smith prices.
Yeah.
And these guys are going to look at, oh, Will Smith wants to do this? Fuck yeah. Figure it out. Yes, you feel me? Sure.
But at the same time, like, you got to look at.
So he, no, I'm saying like, it could be good or it could be like, he's on some just like, yo, this is easy, you know?
Mm-hmm. My thing is like.
I'm open to it.
I think like the deal, yeah, like it, him doing it, make, yeah, like obviously anybody would want to do it with Will Smith. But I just feel like just the quality of the show is not going to be, it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be good. Right. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like.
He says it's not going to be good?
I don't think it's going to be good.
Why not?
Well, I'm worried. I'm not going to say it. I haven't seen it yet. But I'm worried it's not going to be good because, honestly, Will Smith hasn't really done anything good recently. Like, film-wise.
Yeah.
Like, Bright.
You saw One Strange Rock, nigga?
No, that's just crazy. I haven't still. But that wasn't
recent. No, I'm joking.
I mean, like, 2018, 2019, like, Bright wasn't good. What else he do? I don't even know. Fuck. I don't know. I haven't really seen anything like.
I just see his vlogs and shit.
Yeah, I seen the vlogs are dope. Fuck with the vlogs, like but those. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gemini Man, I haven't really heard too much about that. I'll check the Rotten Tomatoes on that right now.
Is it out?
I think it is out.
I don't think it's out yet.
No, I think it's out still.
The cookies are in.
This is all off the tippy.
That's good news. Y'all saw Boom Gang cleaning up?
I love it.
I did see that.
It's like at the end of the day, like when I see certain people like that and the content he was making, like you got to be a little bit crazy, like. You have to understand, like, when people are coming up to you and that's all they know, like, they're asking you to do crazy shit. Like, you know what I mean? Half the crazy shit he was probably doing because he was like, bro, it was all get to him. Like, it's not good, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean.
So it's good to see him clean up.
I think definitely the positive is always better than the negative.
Yeah.
He wasn't, you know, he was definitely, wasn't someone I was a big fan of. Mm-mm. You know, I watched the videos, but it wasn't anything that, like, moved me or compelled me to, like, share it or.
Bro, you know I just felt bad for everyone in the video. Like,
exactly. Yeah. I just feel like this shit.
I felt awkward always.
Because he inspired a lot of niggas to do that shit. He inspired a lot of more niggas to do that dumb shit. So that's never good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we'll see what he does with it, you know? What he does with this newfound positivity. I respect it. I'm not a weirdo nigga that, like, actually, too much positivity can be kind of sus, but we'll see where it goes.
A good balance.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Good balance.
Just be genuine.
Yeah.
Yo, you didn't answer that. Well, actually, never mind. I don't want to talk about that shit.
Would you sign a bad boy?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, we didn't get your answer straight.
Yeah. Honestly, I'd sign a bad boy. I just want a bad boy chain.
I just want to be able to say bad boy. A lot.
Bad boy, baby.
Do you guys feel like Pac and Biggie are a little bit like overrated?
I mean, this is a question that I feel like I've seen a lot of people ask.
Because you see Biggie's getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or some Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. He's getting in there. And I love Biggie. I'm a big Biggie fan.
Love his music, what?
Love his music, you know what I mean? But the reason why I ask if you think he's overrated is because, like, you have guys like Jay-Z or, like, Kanye or whatever that have bodies and bodies of music. I think Jay-Z has, like, maybe 12 albums, maybe 10, something like that. He has a lot of albums, right? Biggie got one album, I think.
No.
He got two.
Biggie has like two.
Two or three?
Two or three.
How many albums he got?
You got Ready to Die.
And what else?
What's the one we stand by the whip?
Life After Death.
Life After Death.
Okay.
And that was after he died, right?
So it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like they've done a little bit And what they did was so great. And because they passed, that kind of gave them that legendary status. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if we run with that. Because it's like, yo, Kanye's put out, or Jay-Z's put out so many albums. And he, hopefully he'll get there one day. But it's like, yeah, like I feel like you put in that work and you kind of prove that you should be there.
I think it was a different time, though.
Yeah.
Like now we can look back at it and like I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? It's a conversation I was thinking. Like, I wonder, like, do we like, you know, big up Pac and Biggie for, like, more than we should? You know what I mean? Like, is it because they die while we, like, you know?
Yeah, it definitely adds to it.
Big them up.
Like a legendary status type mm-hmm. thing.
I think it adds to it because it's, like, you pay your respects and knowing that this rapper had so much more to say and their, like, life got cut short. So it's like, yo, listen to this guy's music. Like, they're going to always remember you because, like, we heard this shit. We know that's, like, your life and that's what you promoted. And you know what I mean? Like, with Biggie, it was like, yeah, he had a message, but he was also just fucking nice. Mm-hmm. Like, his flows were really nice. Like, crazy. Especially at the time, it was crazy. And especially how fucking the story was and he didn't really know what he was doing. He was just rapping because he could rap off the block. And then, like, Puff's doing that juicy thing. That juicy story is always crazy to me when I hear it. When Puff's like, trust me.
The start of producer, I feel like being like a real like visionary and like seeing something that's over here and like, yo, you are doing this, but if you did this and this and this, it could be even bigger. And like,
that's crazy.
Especially to conquer New York at the time. Like, you know what I mean? He conquered.
Especially in that time. No,
he did a lot of numbers. So it's like,
he saw where he was going to.
Yeah. So it's like.
But at the same time, you never know that trajectory is going to keep going up. You can't assume that.
It could, but like at the time, okay, let's just say he had a great run for a little bit longer and then like, mm-hmm. I don't know, something else happened where, what, he's not as good or something you're saying?
Yeah, something like
his nervous.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. Like you never know, like Mace's first album was great. Mace's second album was terrible. You just never know. You don't ever know if they're going to keep making good music, right?
It's good, but he had just a lot of money from the first things where it's like, I think he would have been good to like fucking figure something else out. Mm-hmm. Like he just seemed like a very smart guy, especially when he talked in his interviews. Yeah, he seemed smart. So like, I feel like again, he could have been on some business shit earlier or something like that. Starting, you know what I mean? He's starting like, he had a sound that he was doing. Like the people that he had rapping on his album and shit. Like, mm-hmm. I'm blanking on names now.
Yeah, Dream Mafia?
He had a sound. So he was like kind of starting something. So I don't know.
Yeah.
He could have been around for longer.
Nah, like, I just asked a question to ask a question. Like, I don't feel like he's not a legend or he's, I feel like, you know, Biggie's definitely a legend. Tupac's definitely a legend. Yeah. I just wonder, like, you know, if, how does that compare to the artist that, you know, does 6-7 albums and they're all good albums and they tour and they do all this stuff. They do all these records, you know, compared to someone that has one album out or two albums out. But gets in there too, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because I think it's just time and like just knowing what they did. Because it's like, oh, it was greatness up until then. So if it's like, even if it's cut right there, it's been greatness, you know?
Yeah.
If you've been great all your life, like you have greatness all your life, you know what I mean? Like you're, some people's like, I don't know, like I feel like the shit that's like that gets you to the tops are the people that has like don't really have a gimmick and they actually have something to say. So it's like.
Yeah.
Once you're actually nice and creative and you can actually make music and you understand it, and back then it was way harder to get popping and like a record label has to come call you and put money in you and trust in you and shit like that and say like, yo, this guy gonna be a star. Like now it's so easy to pop. Like back then it was really hard.
Mm-hmm. So you just said
like,
that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like
So you feel like that's something they consider in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or in something like that? Or do you feel like people look at like, oh, back then it was harder, so the fact that he was doing it.
I feel like we're like,
that's just how I look at it.
Yeah.
I don't know how they.
It makes sense. I feel like that's definitely should be a factor.
It's all like, it's like a weird question because, like, it's always, there's times that's just always going to be different and shit where it's just like it's easier to get here
different
or there or whatever. Yeah. Like, different circumstances play a part. Yeah. I just feel like it's, again, just what that rapper was about when he was there, like the message he sent. And it's like, it's, people always say, like, yo, when I die, I want my legacy to be Bunky said it, or John, sorry, I'd rather call him that name now. Like, he even said, it's like, yo, when I'm gone, I want this, what, that's what you leave behind. So that's your legacy now. Yeah. So if it's sick enough, then it's going to be like, all right, it'll be mentioned.
That's crazy.
It just sucks that, like, the internet kind of, like, dethrones low key, not legends, but like people that did a bunch of shit. Like Bow Wow, he's done a lot. Like honestly, Bow Wow is a popping kid.
Bow Wow is a legend. Are you crazy? Oh my god,
Bow Wow's a legend. I don't give a fuck what that nigga does from here to the day he dies. A legend.
Bow Wow's a legend.
Yeah.
Lil Bow Wow's.
That's Bow Wow. That's all one person. You know what I'm saying?
He's still Lil Bow Wow.
I'm not finna like, you know what I mean? Like
he's still Lil Bow Wow.
Still him, bro. At the end of the day.
Shout out Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah. And I guess that kind of like fucking. I guess that kind of just goes back into the point you're just making about like, I just said no matter what Bow Wow does, he'll be a legend. So I guess at the point, like, you know, even if B.I.G. didn't make good music for the rest of his life, maybe what he already made would have still made, you know, made him a legend. So I feel you, right?
I feel that's what Nas is on too.
Yeah. And I was saying, like,
After Illmatic, like, I'm really into his albums like that. But, like, to me, like, yo. Yeah.
It's crazy we're talking about this because I was literally just saying today, like, I feel like Missy is tarnishing her legacy with this music that she's putting out right now. Because I don't feel like it's hitting like we all thought it would. Have y'all heard any of Missy's new shit?
A little bit. I think I heard one, two.
I feel
like
it
just tarnishes your legacy, man. Like,
let me ask you a question because I'm indifferent right now. Do you guys feel like Alicia Keys is a legend?
I can't answer that because I have not listened to her music like that.
We did talk about this.
Yeah, I haven't listened to her. I'm gonna download Alicia Keys album right now.
I think amongst the big Umans and like my dad, like
Alicia Keys was
a young girl that had like the Dukes on some like, yo, this is my girl, and then I don't know. I feel like she's a legend. But
which album should I get?
She did a lot of cool shit. Advocate for different things and cool. Involved in a lot of charities and doing a lot of cool things off the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the diary's cool. Yeah, like Alicia Keys is just someone that had a message. Like, you know, I think start with the diary. But my point was, she put out other albums that, like, I mean, they weren't as talked about and shit. But it was just like, I don't think it tarnishes them. It's just a generational shift. Sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
So does that play a part? Like, what makes someone's music like great? You know what I mean? Like, is it you judging it, or are you just judging off of like the sales?
I think it's different for everybody, and it's a combination of things for different people. For me, like, it's weird because I'm so about the music, but I can't say that I don't consider sales, because I think that sales generate to, like,
the cookies done. Is done.
Fuck what I was talking about.
Fuck what you talking about. Now, what were you talking about?
But the thing is, you can't even eat them right out the oven. You're going to fuck your shit up. You got a little
you're
going to
burn
the roof
of your mouth. Dog, when I burn the roof of my mouth.
It's a wrap.
I'd rather sleep for 4 days straight.
Nobody talks.
I'd rather not do anything. Can't taste shit, nigga. I'm just eating so I don't die.
And it just starts to peel and shit like the fucking roof of your mouth. And just, it's gross. But yeah, no, I was saying, like, I think sales generates to, like, you know, a universal understanding of people enjoyment of the music, right?
Oh, I feel it.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like, I have to take that in consideration. Like, even if it's something I don't like, well, if like fucking the rest of the world likes it, I can't just ignore that, which based off of the sales, right?
You got niggas in Spain going crazy for this
shit. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. So I think as much as I like to say like, oh, it's all music, it's just impossible to like really think about it just based on that. Cause like, you're aware of that shit. You know what I mean?
And it's crazy because, like, music is one of those things that you can always talk about. You always have a good conversation, good debate about. But there's no right or wrong answer. And it's like,
it's all your opinion, nigga.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking stats and shit.
Yeah. Like, music is, like, it's honestly forever because, bro, we don't know what we like because we haven't heard it yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So all this new shit coming up, we're like, oh, shit, this sells. That's the way it's going to shift. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Oh, this is popping right now. That's the way it's going to shift. Like,
it's interesting. I used to kind of, like, have this... I used to have this like, yo, certain music, like, I can't like it. Like, if you hear like a new rapper come in and he's like,
I was at that stage
super
once.
Basic, you're like, nah, I shouldn't like this. Like, this is fucking whack. You know what I mean? And if I like this, then I don't appreciate all this real shit that I like over here. And it's like, I don't know. Now I'm at the point where like literally like I can enjoy anything, I can see anything for like what it is, and it doesn't affect the other sides of me or like
it's a different mood, you know?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm not into hearing like words and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I throw some fucking jazz.
Yeah.
Or some stupid shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or some like simple rap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It depends on what you're into. Cause it hits at different times.
Music's sick, man.
Yeah, it really is, bro.
Yo, like, are there people that just don't like music? Is there anyone out there just cool that? Like,
yeah. Is there a name for someone that
Cookies is done for real this time?
Doesn't
Cookies have cooled?
Not yeah. Make them extra.
There's a name for that?
Musical. I'm gonna butcher this. Musical.
A potato.
Anhedonia. Musical anhedonia, also formerly known as specific musical anhedonia, is a neurological condition involving an individual's incapacity to enjoy listening to music. That's crazy.
It's a condition.
It's a neurological condition. So it's your brain. You're not able to enjoy music. Kill
Bro,
me.
What is that like? What?
That is hell. That is literally what hell is like. Hell is probably like that.
You're just like, yo, you want to bump some tracks? Nah. Nah, I'm all right.
Yo, we were.
So who are you listening to?
We were. No one.
I don't even have headphones. Like,
do you have Apple Music subscription? Nope. What
For what?
Bro, we were just at a dinner and someone's just like, yo, when I'm in my car, like, there's no music being played. And I'm just like, yo, every time I'm
like
excited.
Sometimes
no, she's on a late all night the
tip,
time.
On a late night tip, I'll drive home silence. I'll just think.
Yeah. Nah, I think I'm gonna hear something.
Nah, it's actually
good. I'll fuck yo. If I ever heard someone call my name from the backseat and I'm alone.
Oh, we're crashing.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to myself.
We're gone. Yo, I have scared myself in my head in my own car.
Ooh, really? Yes. Like, yes.
I'm looking back and moving around and shit. I'm like, yo, let me just fucking get home, nigga. Or just pause at a gas station, take a break.
Bro, there's some times where I'm like, yo,
turn my rearview mirror all the way up, nigga. I don't want to see a kid in my fucking backseat.
Yo, sometimes I feel like I just see shit and I'm like, yo, turn the music all the way
up. Blasted windows down. No. People can hear me scream.
I just drive up. I just put my fucking back up.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what it needs.
Your like seat's all the way forward.
Yo, nah. That shit is the fucking scariest shit in movies, man. The scariest shit in movies is never like the realest shit. It is always the realest shit. It's always the, like, shit I can see myself in and be like, yo, nah, that happens way too often.
Yeah.
Like, closing mirrors, I'm forever scarred. I don't know if you kids are watching scary movies nowadays,
but mirrors?
When niggas would close the bathroom mirror.
Oh, like the bathroom shit. Yeah.
Always
scared of
that shit.
Yeah.
I have a mirror that does that. It opens and closes, and like sometimes I'm like, I look away when I close it.
Fucking, ooh.
Yeah, I'm not trying.
Yeah, I can see how that could be, I've never had a mirror like that. I think I've always had like stationary mirrors.
Yeah, I'd rather not have it.
And then like cabinets underneath.
I try my best not to open it because I don't like closing it.
Yeah. Huh. That's interesting. That might be a neurological condition.
Yeah, look that up. What's that called?
Look that up. Fucking.
Niggas that don't like closing mirrors. What's that called?
People that don't like closing mirrors. Let me see this.
There probably is a fucking word for it.
It's probably a phobia.
Mirror-trophobia.
I put phobia.
Miracle claustrophobia.
Well, the fear of mirrors is.
That's a thing?
I'm not about to read this.
Okay.
I got it.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a big word?
Yeah.
I got it.
Bro, just make it four letters, nigga. All
right. You want to?
Yep. All right. So the fear of mirrors is generally known as the isthmia, or the more important one that I can actually read. A catatrophia. Hold on. All right.
If I had that shit, I'd fucking be tired of talking about it.
Catapropobia?
Like, you don't like mirrors, nigga? Oh, yeah, I got catacomb. Fucking nigga, I love mirrors, nigga.
Why did I drink while you were reading that? Like, I should have known not to do that shit.
Okay, phobia, catapropobia, crophobia. It's like a word twister, one of those. Y'all niggas look it up. It's crazy.
But who decides that, though? Who's like, yo, you know what?
You the fuck
looks you know what this shit is called, nigga?
Cosmo. Yo, write that shit. Fuck these niggas.
I discovered it, nigga.
Yo, you know what someone gives you? Yeah, the fucking answer just all at once. And they're just like, yo, nigga, hear this all at once, nigga. Cut off what's coming out. What cut, nigga?
Fuck, I submitted it, nigga. It's too late.
This is what it is, nigga. I said what I said.
Oh, gosh.
Holy yo, I'm gonna discover shit. Some shit just to name it.
Bro, we are pretty good at naming shit. Shavosting?
Shavosting?
Shavosting is the craziest shit we've ever came up with.
Yeah, it's actually fire.
Shavosting is it Jermaine, tell them where it derives from.
So when you go to a party. So first off, shavosting is like it's a category of parties or like gatherings. Usually involving a house. You feel me? So shavosting actually derives from shoes offting, which is like, you know, when you touch jams or whatever, or touch a party or touch someone's whatever at your crib, you're like, oh, do I have to take my shoes off? You say, oh, is it a shoes offting? So then we just fused it and called it shavosting. So now when you have a gathering, it's like, oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm having a gathering. It's a shavosting.
Yep.
I'm having a shavosting. And I feel like that should be a real thing.
Yeah. I feel like that should be a real thing, too.
Let me get on it.
I think it should be its own party. Its own event. Like, yo, hey, Shells, what are you doing tomorrow night? Come to my shavosting. It could be it could be a word.
So it's a noun.
It could be anything.
It's a noun.
Watch
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's a noun. It's a noun. Yeah, so, it's no, a it's an adjective. No, honestly,
it's an adjective too.
And a noun.
Yeah.
Both. Ah. Yep. Just thought about it.
Mm.
That's what it is. Shavosting. Oh, please. I really... Listen, if you're busy, I understand, but I'd really appreciate if you came to my grandma's shavosting.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I can't make it. My father has shavosting, so it's going to be...
You've got a shavosting. I have a shavosting.
Yes.
Let's fuse the shavostings and make it one big shavosting.
I would, but I'm running late on shavosting, so I got to get going. Oof. Yes, my shavostings are acting up.
Oh, man. Grandma's got fucking shavosting. It really could be anything.
Yeah. You know how fast you're going? Listen, I'm sorry. I've been drinking shavosting all day. My kids, they're running crazy at home. My husband doesn't help me. Just you said you've been drinking shavosting all day, ma'am? Yes, I know. Ma'am, you gotta get escorted safely home. I'll round up the shavosting troops and we'll get going. Bro, you can use it for anything.
I want you to lick my shavosting. Yo.
That sounds terrible.
That sounds terrible.
Shout out to Seals, for real.
Yo, it was Thanksgiving the other day.
Mm-hmm, it was.
And I just feel like not all holidays need a text, you know?
Yeah.
Like the happy Thanksgiving thing. It's like it's too much. Yeah. What are you even talking about? I don't even know what this shit is for.
Yeah.
I'm just the day I eat food.
I agree with you on that still.
Hey, what up? Happy Valentine's Day.
I found it to be weird when I got that text. Yeah. When I got that happy Thanksgiving.
Too much.
It was weird. I was like,
okay, what do you want to talk
about? I guess this is something that we do say, but like, why? Niggas.
I'll do Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy birthday. But even happy birthday, I'm like, you get the points every year.
Yeah.
I said it last year. You know, enjoy I'm going to say it.
Yeah. If I see you, I'll say
you
it.
You know, if I see you, I'd fucking say it.
Yeah.
The cookies have wrapped.
Wow.
Yo, you guys ever have like cold sleepovers as you're a kid? And like you don't want to get up and disturb anyone to go get like blankets, but you're so fucking cold. You like... You start getting pissed off. You're like, yo, fuck it. I'm going. And you're like,
I shouldn't have to sleep like this.
Fuck, nah. It's the worst day. It's the worst sleepover. You're fucking cold. Your toes are cold. It's a place you don't know.
Why'd you leave me, nigga? Why am I here? Why am I in this predicament? You're supposed to watch out for your guests. If your guest falls asleep, you know, make sure they're a little.
Why is it cold? Why is it cold?
You knew I was coming. Why am I cold? Bro, I've had to cover myself with a pillowcase one time.
Whew. Oh, man.
I just went in my fetus position.
Yeah.
Threw the pillowcase on me.
That's a rough sleep.
It was crazy. You got to like choose. All right, my shoulders. Yeah. Which one would I rather have cold, my shoulders or my ankles? I wanted to go in the pillowcase.
Yo, there's sometimes I
was close to trying. I'm like, yeah,
the fucking worst I did is probably just sleep with my sweater on top of me. And just curl into a ball.
Take off your clothes and put them on you.
Yeah.
Yo, I've been near some blinds, like some like curtains. Not blinds. I've been near some curtains. I'm like, I was thinking about it. I'm like, yo, fuck. If I just sleep at the bottom of the curtains, I start thinking crazy shit. And you just like, you go off the vibe, like, yo, man, am I willing to do that? Is it that cold?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I'm somewhere at Daystorm's crib.
Oh my God. Oh my
God.
Uh-oh. The Daystorm story. Oh my God.
The Daystorm story. I don't know what he said.
Like, what the fuck, man?
I'm a baby.
Rise and shine.
I was waking up.
I just woke up.
I was saying the Daystorm story.
We were in LA one time. You feel me? First time we went out to Los Angeles. We're very happy. Whatever, whatever. On our way back, our flight got canceled. So then our manager at the time, she asked Daystorm, yo, can these guys stay at your crib? He's like, yeah, sure, whatever. And then he went out. He's like, yo, I'm going to head up. Whatever, whatever. I'm going for the night. Yeah, we just kind of fell asleep. He didn't tell us where anything was. Where we're sleeping, so we all just kind of found our spots.
Hold on, and he even opened his house to us, you know. So we're already not trying to overstep. But we get there, and like Daystrom's like young, flashy, fly, black brother, and he was just like, "Yo, like whatever you need is yours. Like the fridge is there. Go crazy. I have all these snacks here. I have like Xbox.
I'm just nah,
bro." He was like offering us everything. We're like, nah. Like we're good. And then like he leaves, and I'm like, yo, fuck, this thing actually left. He mentioned he's gonna leave, and I'm like, yo, when that door closed, I'm like, this thing actually left us.
Oh, he's gone. And then yeah, we just found our spot. And then the AC for some reason was just on fucking blast. Like full blast.
Fuck.
And then firstly, like again, I didn't want to overstep, so I don't want to fuck with this guy. Like, I'm sure he's back by now. Like it's late. I'm pretty sure he came back already. He's sleeping. I'm not gonna wake him up and ask where the blankets are at or where the thermostat was at. Yeah, so even if I wanted to change temperature, I couldn't do it. I was just in his room, in his office, on a couch that turned into a bed.
Then the whole time we're looking for this fucking thing, we're afraid he's going to walk in and it's going to look like we're trying to rob this nigga. Two fucking brothers up looking scared. Fucking bro, eyes are red.
He had these M&M pillows, like the little M&Ms with the legs.
Oh, that's why I don't like that chocolate. This is deep. This is fucking deep.
Yeah, two of them. So I tried to like balance them on my ankle and my shoulder. Yeah,
let me not drink.
Yo. I yeah, was so best I could do. Fucking I didn't, cold.
I should have fucking stood up the whole time because I couldn't sleep.
Honestly, I would have slept by the oven that night. I was so fucking cold, bro. Like, I should have slept in his bed. And when he came home, I'd be like, yo, bro, thank God you're here. Yo, he turned his shit down.
I got to just jump in the bed with him.
Jason, how the fuck did he turn his shit down? I'm so glad to see you. Oh, my fucking gosh.
I know this one. That's probably why I don't like sleeping over people's houses, man, because you just don't be set up.
Like, I just need everything set up. Yeah, you fall asleep, exactly. Like, all right, where's my pillow? Where am I sleeping?
Yeah.
Situation.
Last episode, I'm like, yo, the other time we're in New York or whatever. I wanted to talk about something, but I got distracted because you was on your bullshit. And what I meant to ask you guys is, like, how much do we appreciate, like, a good stoop?
Oh, the stoop is key.
How much do we really appreciate the good
stoops? Yo, I appreciate good stoops. Like, we're driving around New York. I was stooping.
I don't know. I was never a stoop kid still.
I don't think, like, we chilled on the front of our house a lot.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I never did that. I never really did that.
I appreciate you should even when you go to a barbecue. Like where I want to sit is just like some stairs. Yeah, like stairs. Give me some stairs to sit on right now.
Cars but New York by, is like, walk by.
They have way sicker stoops.
They do.
If you got the outlet, that's like a stoop leveled up.
Yeah.
I was scoping them out. And like in my head, I was like going through like, oh, that's a good stoop.
That's a good, I would love to sit there.
Yeah, that's a dirty stoop. If you swept that up a little bit.
Get a pressure washer on
that'd be an A+ stoop.
You'd be good. You'd go from C to B.
I've seen some C minuses that could easily transform to A+.
I've seen a lot of C minuses that can get upgraded, you know?
Y'all gonna put up Christmas lights in your house and shit? Like, because you're gonna be the dad and you gotta fucking climb.
Yeah,
shit.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I'm gonna do it. I like Christmas.
I feel bad now. Bro, it's a climb in my house though. Bro, I should never see the top of my house. I know what that looks like, nigga. Fuck, I look like, nigga. I'm calling someone, nigga. That's the only way. So if you think it's that serious for me to call someone, then all right, we'll do it.
Honestly, bro, I'm gonna do Bondo for a minute, bro. Like when I finally, yeah, like that's my speed right there, bro. Like,
yeah, put up a tree, chilling.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
But when I get a crib, I guess I'm like 30, 40, 50, and I have a house.
No, I'm gonna be that nigga call everyone for everything. I'm not doing shit.
I'm gonna be a pussy. Cause, you know, I like saw my dad go through some shit. I'm like, yo, I don't know if I'll ever be ready to like do some shit like this. Like to be in charge of getting rid of a raccoon. Like if there's a fucking raccoon running in the house for whatever reason, you
there's
know
a raccoon in the basement the right dad. Now. And my son is down there. I'm on to call someone. Distract the raccoon.
Bro, I'm gonna do shit.
No, I
got
to.
I'm calling the fucking possum guy
right now.
He said he's chilling on cookies. He had like cookies. Eight.
I had like fucking five issues already, bro. I'm not trying to eat these.
Bro, they're dangerous. They're too fucking small.
Dangerous, yeah, bro.
Don't make them chip size. Just I'll eat it.
Facts.
Like, those two bite brownies, I'm like, bro, you guys know what you're doing here.
Those are one bite.
You're trying to make those competitions to finish quicker, and we buy your product more. I'm on to you, bro. You guys just got up and said, oh, shit.
But it works.
I finished those shits, bro.
Call of Duty comes out next week.
Let's go.
I'm excited.
You
know, you're nice though.
Oh, Sheldon knows.
What?
I'm nice.
Is Trey nice? Yeah. Yeah. He is.
It's whatever. I'm gonna chill right here.
He is.
When I get on my bully shit, it's crazy.
Trey is really good at Call of Duty stuff.
Would you say he's his skill level is superior
to mine? To yours? Yeah. In Call of Duty, yeah. Oh. I would say that, yeah.
Oh, just in that game?
Just in that, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Just in that game, yeah.
Just that game alone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna trash everything else.
Okay, you see me over here giving you your shit. He thought about it.
Last of Us though, I'd be killing zombies though.
Yo, y'all ever have like that bed frame in your house, like the exposed fucking steel bed frames that just like hold up a box set?
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, yes.
Or a box spring, and then you throw the matches on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how fucking sharp they were.
No, ear cuts.
Yo, stubbing your toe is one thing. Yo, bro, cutting your fucking ankle open, walking by that shit. If your sheets are up and you walking by,
you guys. Oh, when the fucking dress sheet is over that shit.
When the sheets are off, you're cut.
Yo,
you're done. You're fucked.
There's never been so many times where I wanted to punch a wall.
Remember, why'd you make it like this?
I swear to God, bro, if you're in my face at that time, that exact moment, I may just fucking
someone
punch
has
you.
To get draped up.
I may just fucking put hands on you like really quick. That moment is fucking terrible. Mm-hmm.
When you see your blood start coming out, you're like, oh.
Oh, fuck. When you stub your fucking pinky toe on the corner of something, fuck. That's one of those feelings that you're just like, yo something has to get swung on quick.
Facts.
I have to swing.
So bad. Sometimes I'm like, yo, I'm pretty sure it's fucking broken if I look down. I'm pretty sure it's fucking sideways right now. This shit is pointing to my right, nigga.
That's why I told niggas, yo, catch me, I may faint. I may fucking faint right now.
Yo, I'm not putting that back.
Bro.
I have to call someone.
Yo, I'm just talking to someone about this shit. If I ever see my arm bent backwards, I am fucking
leaving it.
You guys, the paramedics, they have to chase me. Shoot me with a bear tranquilizer, knock me out, and then snap my shit back. Until then... Yo, I'll be walking around like that. I'll be fine like that.
Yo, you're not touching it, nigga.
If I don't look at it, I don't know it's there.
Bro, it is fine. Is blood still running there? Okay, let's just leave it.
Oh, my fingers aren't blue?
But like dead ass, honestly, it would heal on its own.
Can I just move my fingers still? Yeah?
It would heal on fine. It would heal on its own, right? That's what a broken arm would just do, right?
Can't shoot a basketball.
As long as you don't like...
No, I'll shoot it fucking upside down. I'll fucking shoot in front of the bat.
Yeah, this shit gonna stay broke.
Yo, my jump shot crazy is layups right now. Oh, I got stupid layups because that shit's just flimsy.
Fucking jelly.
Yo, as a kid, like I'm saying, these were the things that just fucking bothered me, made me want to swing. Mm. And to add to that list, when a nigga did off the heezy on me, ooh, I've never felt rage hits you like
rage.
Yo,
I've never been off the heezy.
And they're low key being nice with it, like they're still crossing. it's the worst feeling.
You heard the sound?
Like... you heard how much air was in that ball? you heard how much air was in the ball. That's what you're just
for
like,
my ears to hear the sound of a basketball bouncing off my skull, nigga.
I fucking feel myself. Yo, this nigga thinks he can disrespect me, nigga.
Are you fucking crazy?
My fucking crush is right over there, nigga.
Bro, I should never hear a ball bounce that clearly.
The whole playground stopped when that nigga did that to me.
Oh man.
Yo, that shit rings your ear like a fucking grenade just went off, bro.
You still trying to play D?
You're fucking blinking heavy as fuck. Trying to regain conscious.
Fucking pull your shorts up.
Yo, that's how it was. Woo.
And then you're D'ing up saying, no.
You can't do that.
He's on corner, though.
Oh, catches a swish. God.
Oh my God, basketball. Bro, you gotta love basketball, man. Only
yo,
there.
Niggas fight.
Oh,
niggas
yeah.
Fight over basketball.
Bro, I don't like myself when I play basketball, to be honest, bro. Like, I'm a different person, bro.
Fuck.
It's not good.
You get mad at shit.
I feel like I can fight.
You ever say hurtful things? Oh, he's thinking about it.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so, no. No.
Tell us when you're done, nigga.
You sure?
Yeah, I haven't said anything. I'm just serious about it. Like, I might get a little aggressive. I might scream for, like, foul calls. Like, if someone calls a foul and it's not a foul, I might be like, bro, you know what I mean? We'll get into it, whatever.
You ever pinch someone or something?
Pinch?
Yeah. You ever do something in bars? Like, yeah, okay, that's kind of fucked up. Like, I shouldn't have hit him like that.
Nah.
You're a good guy.
Yeah, nah, like, for sure. Like, I'm still me, but I just, my competitiveness causes me to get a little bit aggressive in certain situations.
I feel that.
You know, niggas,
I have my shirt pulled sometimes.
Yeah, like, if you do, like, whole shit to me like that, then I'll say something, like.
Nah, son. Sorry, continue.
Nah, that's pretty much it.
I got excited for a second because this rage came out of me from being pants as a kid. And I feel like that shit, being pants is so fucking funny, and just how fucking prepared you had to be to be like, yo, if I get pants, I got to keep it moving or I got to pick my shit up quick.
That's why you can't have the briefs.
Yeah.
And half your ass is out and everyone's, ooh.
Getting pants was just fuck. And gym. Bro, I've never tied my fucking pants so tight to a point where
I couldn't take it off.
Yo, but sometimes it gets close. Because they grab too much. They grab too much and a piece of your ass is out. And you're just like, yo. And you're playing off. Yo, chill, guy. Yo,
bro,
chill,
just,
guy.
Oh, my God. Like, yo, seeing an ass cheek you just didn't expect to ever see. Yo. In your head, you're proud.
Yo, the key word in that sentence, you guys, please, I need you guys to make sure you heard this. An ass you didn't expect to see.
Ever in your life.
Is
ever.
That not a fact?
That's different, my nigga.
If someone asked me, like, yo, did you ever expect to see that? Yeah. Guy's
no.
Like,
no. I just go to school with him. Why would I ever? That's my science
see
teacher.
His ass.
Why the fuck would I see my science teacher's ass?
Facts.
You bro. See it sometimes. What the fuck is
that? Yo, there's sometimes where I'm like,
that's
I've
real.
Seen asses, bro, and I'm just like, yo, fuck. And I know it's gonna stay in my memory because it's like, mm-hmm. Yo, you don't see that shit.
You know?
It took you by shock.
Mm-hmm. Can't take it off your mind. Damn, it feels different too when you, next time you see that guy.
Yeah, I'm like,
you just, I'm like, you know, the floor and shit.
Sorry,
like,
I'm gonna head out then.
Feels like he owes you something now. Like you guys are boys though.
Yeah.
Yo, man, sorry about that.
I didn't really see it. It wasn't that much anyways.
Bro, I'm telling you,
man, everybody has an ass. I'd be so embarrassed.
If anything ever happens to me where I'm ever like that embarrassed, I'm definitely turning around and addressing it right there.
I'm disappearing.
then I'm cutting.
See, I said I'm addressing it right there.
Yo, I'm turning around saying,
yo, so obviously, like, I didn't mean to do that.
All right, look, I know a lot of y'all suck my ass.
I know it's strange at first.
Sure.
But why are we so scared?
We're all human. Nate, right? You have an ass.
Right?
Tom, Jessica.
Yeah, there's been times where I walked in fucking like bathrooms that stalls of fucking strangers and seen asses. And I'm like, yo, fuck.
Yo, I never understood why niggas
locked up.
No, I never understood. Nah, why niggas go to like the urinal and like drop. All the way to...
Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, my God.
Bro, why now?
Why? Why are you doing that?
Hey, no. Kind of young Jesus.
Bro, why are your cheeks out?
Why are your cheeks out?
Bro, you could... Wait, don't... And niggas be having zippers and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, yo, what you think the zipper was for then?
Bro, man's used to... Not even like just through the boxer hole, bro. Like my pants are not even moving from my waist, bro.
The belt stays.
You know what I'm saying? Just through the boxer hole. Like, how can you drop your whole shit?
Nah. Your whole ass is just out. Ass is not involved. Why
bro.
Is that out?
Bro, LA Fitness.
You do that in the bathroom.
I would go dress to LA Fitness because of how much it would violate. I'm like, yo, I know you can be naked in here,
but no.
But you sitting on top of the counter where the mirror is naked, talking to your boy?
Like, yo, throw a towel on.
Throw a towel on, my G. I know you have to lotion your body.
You can do it. You're doing it because you can do it. And you don't just, like, forget and have a casual car. I can't. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Hold on, nigga. Let me get my fucking shit on. You already know what it is. Thank y'all for listening to this exclusive audio episode, episode 39.5, Random Order.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, we out.
Thank you guys for listening, man.
Yo, and yo.
Rise and shine.
For my people.
For real. Yeah, man. Yeah. The search for the freshest chopped cheese continues.
And the trucker caps will be restocked.
Ooh. I need one this time.
We got you.
Rise and shine.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.